get me. Glide into this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says he's just wrapped up what he characterizes as a very good hour-long phone call with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Trump says they discussed his conversation with Vladimir Putin yesterday and needs and requests by both sides on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Aaron Navarro is at the White House.
When it comes to that aid from the U.S. to Ukraine, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz told reporters this morning that aid, both in terms of monetary, military aid, was not discussed between President Putin and President Trump yesterday. The Kremlin said last night and this morning that it was discussed.
Russia and Ukraine confirm they've exchanged 372 soldiers in a prisoner swap. In Jerusalem, protests as the Israeli military issues what it calls a last warning to Gazans and launches a targeted ground operation to retake a key part of the Gaza corridor after hostage release talks broke down. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli army said it hit 20 targets overnight, including a Hamas military site in northern Gaza, where they said they identified preparations for rocket attacks on Israel. It was the second night of Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, although these were not as widespread as the first night. Hamas says it has not closed the door on indirect talks with Israel to extend the ceasefire.
A student activist at Columbia University will have his deportation case moved. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Mahmoud Khalil has been detained since March 8th, and the White House has accused him of siding with terrorists without evidence. Khalil's lawyers say the decision to move him from New York to New Jersey to Louisiana is meant to deprive their client of access to counsel. A federal judge ruled that a review of Khalil's case should be heard in New Jersey.
Spring arrives tomorrow, but people in the Midwest are bracing for a blizzard. A dust storm shut down a huge portion of Interstate 10 in New Mexico. Fire officials in Fort Worth, Texas, have issued a warning about high winds whipped up by severe storms. Spokesman Craig Trojacek.
No outside burning. We ask people not to cook and grill outside on higher fire days.
The mayor of a small town in New Jersey has been charged with DUI and endangering the welfare of her child.
Police arrested Lumberton Mayor Gina LaPlaca at her home early in the evening on St. Patrick's Day. They went there after a witness shared a video of her vehicle swerving in and out of a lane and nearly striking a utility pole. Court documents say the 45-year-old LaPlaca admitted to drinking before she picked up her 2-year-old son from daycare and drove him home. She was arrested after police found an open container in her car. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Dow up 315. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meeting last night was gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason, but quickly adjourned due to a lack of quorum.
We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
The meeting's agenda included items like funding, planning, and a potential veto override. However, not enough council members were present to proceed. A wind advisory will be in effect for the area tonight through tomorrow morning. Gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are expected. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. A police pursuit in Racine early this morning ended with two suspects in custody after a chase through town. The pursuit ended with spike strips near Bird and Becker. A male driver and a female passenger were reportedly arrested. Racine's Root River Parks have been added to Wisconsin's State Register of Historic Places. The parks, designed in the early 20th century, join other iconic structures on the list, like the Thomas P. Hardy House and the S.C. Johnson & Son Administration Building. The Oak Creek Common Council last night approved two ordinance changes, advancing plans for a potential Buc-ee's just north of the Racine County line. Despite opposition from nearby homeowners, the project is moving forward with another meeting scheduled for April. There's a potential opening in 2027 if approved. And WRJN will broadcast two state high school basketball tournament games featuring Racine teams this week. The Prairie School plays Bonduelle in Division 4 tomorrow at 6. Park faces Cedarburg Friday at 1. It's their first state appearance in over 60 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed wide receiver and kick returner Mecole Hardman. He turned 27 last week, 5'10", 195 pounds. He won three Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs before spending some time with the Jets. Andy Reid on why they took him back.
He brings good energy and to the other couple guys that we have. Speed, not the biggest guy, but speed guy, so... Hey, you like those light components.
Hardman ran a 4.340 his rookie season. He signs a one-year deal with Green Bay. March Madness, the Badgers arriving in Denver last night, getting ready for their game tomorrow against Montana. NBA, the Bucks losing at Golden State, 104-93. Giannis says the Bucks need to be more aggressive.
As a team, you just got to play free. You got to play free. You got to play. There's got to be like a joy within the game. And stop thinking about like negative stuff.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports Online. Mike Clemens.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. Snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Thank you, Brittany. And the rest of the story with Paul Harvey. 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. You think all of the gangs are in Los Angeles and Chicago and Manhattan? They're not. In fact, there's a street gang in Eagle River, Alaska. Big strapping teenagers roaming the byways by night, ducking in and out of the shadows. And Eagle River is hardly a teeming metropolis. 25,000 people or so. Just a nice residential suburb in a valley 10 miles north of Anchorage. The citizens there have no idea where this youth gang has come from. Plenty of people would like to know, and would like to know their names. Their targets at first were the homes of elderly people. But now they're likely to zero in on any woman living alone. They strike when the occupant's away most of the time. They're gone before anybody can identify them. They're believed to be boys ages 14 to 17. So far, the authorities have been unsuccessful in uncovering their identities. So that's what challenged Debbie Briscoe, a reporter for the Chugiak Eagle Star. Over the span of several cold nights, this inquisitive young woman staked herself out, waiting to catch the Eagle River gang in the act. Her repeated lack of success made her wonder if the boys were more sophisticated, better organized than she had at first thought. But then, one bitterly frigid late evening, Debbie, on stakeout, spotted them, a bunch of them sneaking up on this house, and promptly the plucky reporter stepped forward from the shadows and confronted one of them. "What is your name?" Debbie demanded. "Not on your life," the boy answered. And he walked back to the driveway of the home, and he joined the others, and they proceeded to do what they had come there to do, and reporter Debbie Briscoe watched them do it. She watched them do it, and the next day she reported what she had seen to her readers. At this moment, you know, well, you know almost as much as anybody does about the Eagle River Gang. The boys that prowl that neighborhood, then move in with methodical swiftness. Far as I know, not one of them has yet been identified. But do we really need to know who they are? Or ought we not simply be grateful that in this age of ugly headlines, of lawlessness and selfishness, there is an Eagle River Gang for the rest of us and for our children to look up to? For you see, the nameless boys of suburban Anchorage have yet to harm anyone or anyone's property. To the contrary, their youthful might is dedicated to right, to shoveling snow from the driveway of the elderly couple who no longer can, for removing the trash or mowing the lawn of the widow who cannot afford to have it done, for secretly and surreptitiously and without reward, these anonymous teenagers step up from the darkness, seeking only to help, and at the same time proving to an often cynical world the sometimes overshadowed whole truth about today's schoolagers. They're not all delinquent. Now you know the rest of the story.
Love that story. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen every Monday through Friday, and again at 12:05 every Monday through Friday here on WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby.
baby does the hanky panky.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. You'll
meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
Monday, how could you?
Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Mamas and Papas. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, and I'm Dan Marcus. Inviting you back for another couple of Paul Harvey Rest of the Stories tomorrow, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, as I just mentioned. Sponsored in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements and more.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You broke my heart. Couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Don't you lie.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I got to admit, when that song first came out, I was preteen, and I was intrigued by the idea of two girls for every boy, because I thought maybe then I'd have a chance with the girls. Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles now with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. All told, it lasted about 30 seconds. This was the entirety of the Racine City Council meeting last night, gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason.
Good evening, everyone. The hour of 6 o'clock having arrived on this 18th of March. It's now my honor to call to order the City of Racine Common Council meeting. We do have a number of absences and vacancies that exist for tonight. State law does require that two-thirds of a governing body must be present to have a quorum. We are at 6 out of 15. We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
There were big plans for the meeting, with an agenda that included funding, planning, and a possible override of a veto. It's not exactly clear why there were so many absences. The second district is vacant for the time being. The council needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto that dealt with who gets to appoint committee members, the mayor or the council president. A wind advisory kicks in tonight. It'll be in effect for the area through tomorrow morning. Gusts could hit up to 45 miles an hour. There's other weather to be aware of. We'll look at the latest in the forecast coming up. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission has given the green light to Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion plan. The project will add manufacturing and warehouse space to the existing facility they acquired in April of last year. The expansion is expected to create 750 new jobs in Kenosha County. The first of two big basketball games for Racine is at 6 tomorrow. WRJN will broadcast the two games featuring Racine's teams in the state high school basketball tournament. First up is the Prairie School. They take on Bondwell in Division 4. On Friday, Park faces Cedarburg at 1. It's the first state appearance in over 60 years for the Panthers. The winners advance to the championship game on Saturday, which will also air on this station if the Racine teams get in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and some storms this afternoon with highs hitting 40. Winds become breezy tonight, prompting a wind advisory as they'll gust up to 50 miles per hour. As the rain flips to all snow this evening, it could create whiteout conditions with power outages possible. And snow accumulations could reach 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
All right with me.
just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, babe? It's being around you is all I see, is what I want to do. We ought to stay together, loving you weather. Times are good, bad, happy, or sad. Come on, dance. Let's stay together, loving you weather.
Biggest hit for Al Green. He is an ordained minister. WRJN.
Everybody loves a pop, so why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves a pop, so why can't you?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Congratulations to the Prairie School. The girls' high school basketball team went to state last week, and now it's the boys' turn. They're playing at 6 o'clock tomorrow against Bondiwell, and we'll carry that game on WRJN. That's tomorrow. Then Friday, it's Park playing Cedarburg, and that's at 1 o'clock. Now, here's the deal. We're carrying both those games on WRJN. If they advance to the finals for Saturday, those games will also be on WRJN. Be listening. Meanwhile, we're saving you money. We've got a big deal of the day. Listen up.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
Speed your love to
say to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Song, but what do you say we crank it up a little bit? This works. CCR on RJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump continues the conversation on ending the war in Ukraine. He says he spoke with President Volodymyr Zelensky for about an hour today.
The phone call, which lasted about an hour, follows a call yesterday between President Trump and Russian President Putin. In a statement on Truth Social, the president said, quote, "We are very much on track." Ukraine's president had earlier agreed to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia, but Russia's president did not. Instead, he accepted a pause in attacks on energy infrastructure in Ukraine, but attacks did occur overnight. Further talks are expected in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Sunday. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Today, Russia and Ukraine confirmed a swap of 372 POWs in a deal brokered by the United Arab Emirates. Israel has launched a limited ground operation to retake part of Gaza in a new offensive that shattered a fragile ceasefire this week. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
According to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this is really just the beginning of a prolonged campaign. He said, from now on, negotiations with Hamas will only take place under fire. The Israelis want to see the release of at least some hostages to get this ceasefire back on track.
Israelis have taken to the streets in protest.
I want the hostages back. I don't want the war to restart. I think our government is not doing what it should in the interests of the people, but it's self-serving.
A New York judge has transferred the